Tsunami survivors across Alaska are telling their stories this week for archiving at the Pacific Tsunami Museum in Hawaii. Jeannie Johnston and Dr. Walter Dudley are co-founders of the museum. They're interviewing more than 25 people who lived through the 1964 Good Friday tsunami in Seward, Valdez, and Cordova. In September, they'll also record stories in Kodiak. Johnston is a survivor of the devastating 1946 tsunami that killed 159 people in Hawaii, most of them in her hometown of Hilo. No one in Johnston's family died, but she has vivid memories of the event, even though she was a young girl at the time. The tsunami originated near Alaska.
The earthquake was centered right near Scotch Cap that created the tsunami that took out the lighthouse and cost 5 lives of the Coast Guard men that were there. And then 4 hours and 20 minutes, it hit Hawaii.
So how devastated was the town?
The area that we were in, the first thing that happened was the road was taken out, and so we had no means of escape. And personally, our family house was picked up its foundations are put back in the backyard. And it started the day as a 3-story house and ended as a 2-story house in the backyard.
Do you remember do you remember how you felt? Do you remember what your grandparents did? Do you remember how you
I do,
got
yes.
away? Tell
yes.
us about that.
Well, it was about 7 o'clock in the morning, and I was 6 years old, and my 4-year-old brother also was there. And I went out to the front porch, and I saw this commotion and noticed there was water and debris in the yard. So I went and gathered up my brother, and he and I walked out the driveway to the mailbox, and we were standing by the mailbox, kind of wondering what was going on, when these red ants started biting my brother's feet, and he started whining and carrying on and wanted to go back in the house. So we left and went back in the house, and it was those red ants that saved our lives that day, because once we got into the house, I told my grandmother there was water in the yard, and I looked out the back window, and the second wave had come, and by that time there was 5 feet of water in the backyard. So she, without looking, said to me, "Oh, don't worry about it, it's just high seas." And then she looked out the window, started screaming, and ran for my grandfather. And the adults seemed to know what to do. They knew that we needed to evacuate the house. But my grandfather refused to leave the house, and my grandmother wouldn't leave without my grandfather. So my uncle took my brother and I, after the second wave receded, out to the highway, it was just a road. And he gave us to this other family that was evacuating. And we went with them, and we went down 2 houses and then went back into the jungle. Somebody had a machete, and they chopped through the jungle. As we left, though, we saw the water coming. We saw a wall of water coming at us, and it would just look like a white wall of water.
So this was all in 1946. So let's go back to 1964, which is you're looking for survivors who remember that.
Well, we went to save the stories for several reasons. We saved them for research purposes, and we saved them for historical purposes. But most importantly, we use them for education. One of the things we found is that because tsunamis are so rare, that's not on the top of the list of things that people, as far as mitigation goes. And so it's hard to get the message out. People aren't really interested, it won't happen to me, it won't happen here, and that sort of thing. So we use these stories, and they captivate people's interest. They're very powerful stories, and once you have these stories, you can use them to give the message of preparedness.
Why are people fascinated with this? Is it the thought of survival? Is it the thought of the just horrifying power of the ocean that we really have no idea how to control or what?
Well, you know, Rudyard Kipling quite famously said that if history were taught as stories, it would never be forgotten. And I think hearing the story firsthand of someone who's faced a rare but hugely devastating phenomenon does capture the imagination. And we hope to deliver with these stories an unforgettable message of tsunami preparedness.
I've never, of course, seen one. I hope never to be involved in one.
But, you know, we probably will. It's been, what now, how many years since 1964? That was the last Pacific-wide tsunami.
45 years.
And the longest period in recorded history is, I believe, 46 years between 1877 and 1923. So we're going to be setting a record, and it'll probably be broken because another tsunami will come.
Walter Dudley and Jeannie Johnston are co-founders of the Pacific Tsunami Museum.